Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hello, my friends. You are listening to episode number 6 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me today. So I wasn't even planning on recording this episode today, but this topic has just been on my mind all week long. And I'm like, yes, now is the time that we are going to chat about this. And that is why it's important to be your own cheerleader. To be your own cheerleader on your health and wellness journey. And I would even say why it's essential to be your own cheerleader. Because here's the problem, guys. A lot of people are looking for that outside validation and motivation in order to feel good about what they are accomplishing on their health and wellness journey. And I am sitting here from a place of raising my hand, being like, yeah, that was totally me. I definitely felt like I had been requiring and needing that outside validation and motivation and support from others in order to feel good about where I was and my progress. So I am coming to you from a place of, I know what this feels like, and I'm also going to give you tips on how to become more of your own cheerleader and not requiring so much of that outside validation and external validation and motivation and support. Not that support is bad. We all want it, right? But I'm going to get into why it's important for us to sort of be proud of our own self and be our own cheerleader. So when we are looking for that outside validation and motivation and support from others and not really looking at it within ourselves, looking for it in ourselves, we end up feeling stuck. Like you feel like nothing is moving forward because no one is noticing, or so it feels like no one is noticing. No one really cares. Like, why am I doing this if no one really cares? Another thing is you end up making decisions you think others will validate instead of being true to yourself. So kind of leaning more towards what's going to give me more likes, what's going to give me that pat on the back, as opposed to what feels true to me. You know what I mean? And then the third thing is not seeing your own progress. You kind of have blinders on when you're needing that external validation from others. You kind of have these like blinders where you can't really see your own progress, and it doesn't really matter unless someone else is telling you that. And so since your eyes and your ears are fixated on others, you tend to not notice you may notice others' progress. Have you ever felt like that? Like you can see everyone else's progress, but you have a hard time recognizing your own and acknowledging your own wins, right? So what's the difference? Why is it a big deal to be your own cheerleader? Being your own cheerleader helps you maintain a more positive and healthy sense of self-worth, and a self-worth that is independent of external validation. And that will absolutely lead you to higher confidence, more confidence within yourself. I'm going to say that again, because I felt a little nudge in that one, in that sentence. Okay. So being your own cheerleader helps you maintain a more positive and healthy sense of self-worth, a self-worth that is independent of external validation, which will absolutely lead to higher self-confidence. And I am snapping over here. Think about it though, guys. What is something that cheerleaders do when their team is losing? Now, I was definitely a cheerleader in high school, and I remember our team losing every now and then, whatever. And I sure did not shout from the sideline, "You suck. Why do you suck? You can't get it right. Blah, 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 blah." No. What do cheerleaders do? What are they there for? They're there to encourage, motivate, support, to kind of even remind them to keep their head in the game, to keep going. And we get to be that for ourselves. Support is great. Support is awesome. We all like to be cheered and celebrated, right? But we want to get to a place where support is great. It's kind of like that cherry on top, but it's not required for me to keep going. Support is great, but it's not required for me to keep going. This was a hard pill for me to swallow. And I think this sentence stands out in my head because I want to say that I wrote it down several times. Like, this is something that I often kept reminding myself of. Support is great, but it's not required for me to keep going. Like, I believe in what I'm doing and I'm going to keep going no matter what. I don't need the pats on the back. I don't need all those likes or comments. Like, I know what I'm doing and I'm confident in what I'm doing and I'm going to keep moving forward because it's healthy for me. Right? So let me ask you a question. So if you are someone that has so much support and love and like the applause and pats on the back and cheering for you all through all the things, amazing. Amazing. I'm so happy for you. But entertain me for a second. How would you feel about hitting the milestones on your journey, on the way to your goals, and no one was cheering you on? Not really great, right? The hard truth is that you might not get that celebration that you're looking for with the milestones. Like, you're like, yay, 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 but no one really cares. Like, it's bringing you down. But does that mean that the milestones don't mean as much to you? Hell no. Just because you're not getting that celebration with the balloons and the yes, girl, yes, that doesn't make the milestones count as less. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that you need to get upset at everyone around you for not noticing or supporting you more. And you guys, I learned this one the hard way. I really did. Because I did not marry a cheerleader, a man with a lot of words and cheering me on and every little thing, you know. And I really did have to dig deep and learn that, you know, I can't expect him to be my biggest cheerleader when I'm not going to be my biggest cheerleader. You know what I mean? And what's interesting is that sometimes we expect the people around us to be super proud of us instead of being proud of ourselves too. You know what I mean? When we do this, when we have that expectation set up for everyone else around us, we set ourselves up for frustration and anger. Do you catch my drift? Has this happened to you before? Where you feel kind of let down by other people's reaction to your milestones. And it doesn't. What I'm here to say is those milestones matter. And if you become your own cheerleader, you won't need as much external validation, motivation, and support from others because you are that for you. And anytime you do receive that, yes, I can receive that in, and that's the cherry on top, and that's amazing, but it's not required. So here's some tips, because I always like to tell you guys like tactical, tangible things that you can do to help you. So here's something to help you become your own cheerleader and sort of chip away at that need for external validation and motivation. Number one, celebrate any milestone that you feel is important on your health and wellness journey. And it doesn't have to be anything big or fancy or grandiose. Celebrate it in a way that feels good to you. Take time to acknowledge your progress and give yourself a high five. If you've ever read High Five Habits, you know what I'm talking about by Mel Robbins. And if you haven't, go out and grab it. You'll see what I'm talking about. She talks a lot about this, like giving yourself that high five, giving yourself that motivation and support, because who cares more about your goals than you? Who knows more about your journey than you? Who's going to celebrate your milestones? You. So you get to do that. And I personally look back. I always do self-evaluations kind of on the way to my goals weekly, but monthly is when I really look at the big wins for me. Like, okay, what are my big wins from this month? And how can I celebrate the fact that I had these wins, this progress? Another thing you can do is view yourself as your bestie. And what I mean is, what would you say to your bestie if she had a goal? Let's just say a health and wellness goal. To make it easy, let's say a weight loss goal. She had a goal and she freaking went for it. And you saw it and you notice it and you're like, hell yes. Get it, girl. How would you talk to her? How excited would you be for her? And can you be that way for you? Or do you need to wait for someone else to give you that? Can you be your own cheerleader? Can you talk to yourself like, yes, girl, I'm so proud of you. You did that. You hit this milestone. You're getting closer and closer to your goal. Another thing you can do is drop the expectation. This was the hardest one for me. Dropping the expectation from others and realize no one cares about your goals more than you. No one knows how truly, truly close to your heart they are and why they mean so much to you but you. And I know for you it's more than weight loss, right? We're talking whole health and wellness and mental health and emotional health, all of it. No one knows why you care so much about this crap, quote unquote. Of course, it's nice to receive support or motivation of any kind along the way, but don't let it weigh you down or make you think less of the milestones on your journey if you don't receive it in the way you want to receive it from others. Be that person for you. And those are the three tips I wanted to give you, but I do also want to add something while I have you here. It just came to my mind. So there are times where I feel like I hit something really big and I'm like, yes, and I'm telling my husband about it and maybe he's not giving me that cheerleader reaction like, you go, girl. And sometimes in the moment, I truly do want that and need that from him. And so those are the times where I say out loud what I need. Babe, this was huge. Can we go out and celebrate this? Because this was like a huge milestone for me. Babe, do you realize how huge this is? Can you just tell me like what a great job it is and give me a high five? So sometimes you get to be more direct with the support and motivation that you do require in those big moments. I'm not saying that you will never require any motivation or support from others because we're human and we absolutely want that. What I'm trying to encourage you guys to do is be more of your own cheerleader and need less motivation from others and validation to keep going on your path and to not let it knock you down if someone is not giving you the full parade for a milestone, because you're doing a great job, my friend. You truly are doing a great job. If you're listening to this right now, then I know for a fact that you are reaching out and working towards your health and wellness goals. I know that you have a vision for your health and your body, and you're here for it. I know that there's so much more to you than wanting to just lose weight. I know that you are wanting to feel freaking good in your body and in your mind and be there for the people around you in such a way that makes you feel energized and everybody else around you can feel that from you. Do you hear me? I see you, girl. I see you on that path, and I am here to celebrate you through this right now, to be honest. I am your cheerleader right now in this moment, and I want you to be your own. All right, guys, that's all I have for you today. Hope you have a wonderful week. Talk to you.